This is Akashwani. The news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation railways projects worth more than 2,800 crore rupees at Bhubaneswar in Odisha. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for national highways projects worth more than 1,000 crore rupees. Besides, the Prime Minister launched Subhadra, the flagship scheme of Odisha government. It is the largest single women-centric scheme and is expected to cover over 1 crore women. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a visit to the US from 21st to 23rd of this month. During the visit, Prime Minister will take part in the 4th Quad Leaders Summit in Wilmington, Delaware on 21st September. Following the request of the US side to host the Quad Summit this year, India has agreed to host the next Quad Summit in 2025. Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York on 23rd of September. The theme of the summit is Multilateral Solutions for a Better Tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led NDA government completed 100 days of its third successive term at the centre today. Speaking at an event at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today, Prime Minister Modi said, "Big decisions have been taken for the empowerment of the poor, farmers, youth and women during the period." On the occasion, several union ministers held press conferences in the national capital today to highlight the initiatives taken during the period. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees were sanctioned or initiated during the past 100 days. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said of the 15 lakh crore rupees sanctioned for the welfare of the people, the government will spend 3 lakh crore rupees towards Nari Shakti. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has resigned from Chief Minister's post. Mr. Kejriwal met Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena this evening and submitted his resignation. Meanwhile, senior Aam Aadmi Party AAP leader Atishi met Lieutenant Governor Saxena this evening and staked claim to form the government. AAP had earlier announced that Atishi will be the new Chief Minister of Delhi. The Supreme Court on Friday had granted bail to the AAP National Convener Kejriwal in a corruption case related to the excise policy scam. After coming out of the jail, Mr. Kejriwal on Sunday had announced that he will resign from his post. In Jammu and Kashmir, stage is set for the first phase of assembly elections tomorrow. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. Polling for the second phase in the Union Territory will take place on the 25th of September and third phase will be held on the 1st of October. In Haryana, campaigning is gaining momentum for single phase assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah addressed poll rally in Bhiwani today. He criticized the Congress saying the party is against reservation for scheduled castes, scheduled tribes and backward classes. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav has said that developing countries need more than $5 trillion to meet their climate goals by 2030. Addressing the 19th edition of the CIIITC Sustainability Summit today in New Delhi, the minister emphasized the need for financial support and technology transfer to combat climate change. In Lebanon, dozens of people were wounded today when pagers used for communication exploded across the country. Lebanon's state news agency reported blasts in the southern suburbs of Beirut and several other areas. Multiple news agencies are reporting that the pagers belong to members of the Lebanese terrorist group Hezbollah. Iranian media reported that Iran's ambassador to Lebanon, Mojtaba Amani, was also injured in one of the blasts. In hockey, India lifted the Men's Asian Championship trophy for record 5th time after defeating the hosts China 1-0 at Hulunbuir this evening. In a high-intensity clash, India's Jugraj Singh slotted home the only goal of the game in the 4th quarter. Team India, who were defending champions, are the most successful team in the competition with 5 titles. And that is the end of this news bulletin.